Now, in recent weeks, as you know, there's been unrest at a number of direct provision centres around the country. And this morning, a protest began at the Kinsale Road Centre in Cork. Our reporter, Brian O'Connell, was present and he joins me now from Cork. Brian, bring us up to date on what's been happening.
Good morning, Sean. About 5 o'clock this morning, residents began a blockade of the entrance to the Kinsale Road Direct Provision Centre. It's one of the largest centres in the country, Sean. It's actually one of the centres directly run by the Irish state. It's contracted out to a management company. But residents have a detailed list of issues they say management are not addressing, and they've now taken this decision to prevent anyone getting access to or from the centre. And they're also refusing the food being provided. In total, there are about 246 residents, mainly families in this centre, Sean. And I suppose this current protest this morning follows on from recent protests in other centres, including the Mount Trenchard one in Fines, which we covered, and also at Lone, whereby residents took direct action recently to raise certain issues. I'd say there's about 50 to 100 residents outside this morning. Lots of school children, they held aloft signs asking for freedom. Now, this is one resident explaining why she was protesting.
Actually, we are the residents of Kinsale Road Accommodation Centre, and we decided we need to come out and let the world know, let the Irish society know what we're going through, because life in the direct provision is not a good thing for us. And as adults, we're concerned not just for ourselves, but for the children. We've been actually been out here since about 5 a.m. in the morning, and we got the kids coming out around 7. We decided we're going to be here and the children will not be going to school. We'll be boycotting school. We don't know how long it will last, but as long as it takes us to get our message clear, we plan to do that.
Can anybody enter or leave the centre at the moment?
No. Right now, the form we're taking, it's a peaceful protest, but we don't want the management and staff to get into there. We've decided we don't want their food cooked today. We don't want any cooked food. The children don't want any packed lunches from them. We have sample of the packed lunch they give the children to school and the sample of what the parents actually get to give the children, because whatever they give us, the children don't use.
There are a number of these protests happening now in direct provision centres in Ireland.
Yes, there are. A lot of people in different centres have realised that it's time to speak out. And I think one of the things that actually encourages people is that we've seen what has been happening with the mother and baby homes and the Magdalene laundries, and we believe that it was because they didn't speak out that it got to that extent. So we decided to speak out before we get to that stage two.
So, speaking out there, Brian, and indeed protesting fairly volubly, have the management been talking to you?
They haven't, Sean. Arrow Marker, the company who run the centre, it's contracted out to them.
They're a very big catering company, I think.
That's right, and I met some representatives of the company there this morning. Now, they said they weren't able to talk to me, and they directed all media queries to the Reception Integration Agency, which, as we know, is an offshoot of the Department of Justice. The agency, Sean, said they're aware of the protest at the Kinsale Road Centre and they're awaiting developments. Now, as we know as well, a working group has been set up by government. This working group, I understand, is going to meet NGOs working with asylum seekers on Thursday this week. And I understand also that NOSC, which is an immigration organisation based here in Cork, they're currently on site at the Kinsale Road, and they're hoping to speak with management and residents.
So finally, Brian, you asked one of those residents why it was that he chose to come to this country.
Yeah, a lot of listeners have been getting in touch and asking, why is it we don't ask people we interviewed this question, Sean? Obviously, Ireland wouldn't be the first port to call if you're seeking refuge from Africa, say. So I did ask one of the residents why it was he sought refuge here in Ireland.
I'm in the system for 2 years.
2 years. Why did you come to Ireland?
I really don't think that question is relevant.
Well, it's totally relevant. You're protesting against the system that our country provides. So surely Irish people have a right to ask you, why did you decide to come here?
It could have been any country. It could have been any country.
Yeah, but it wasn't, and it was Ireland. And Ireland is at the edge of Europe, so we're not the first stop-off point in Europe.
That was my destination.
But you see, this is what a lot of Irish people have a problem with. Because they argue that we're not the first stop for a lot of people coming out of Africa. And no, I'm asking this man, but I'll ask you, Nick. Yeah. You want to answer that?
Yes. I came here because of fear and persecution in my country.
Sure, sure. But you could have stopped in any other European country,
yes,
but you chose Ireland.
It could have been any country.
Yeah.
When you are running away from fear, anywhere you find as your destination, you stop there. Look at all these children are being born here. And then what we get at the end of the day is inhumane treatment. And it's not acceptable to the society. And that is what we are here for. That this system does not serve, it doesn't speak well of the Irish people. This system doesn't speak well of the Irish people, and that is what we are here for.
So, Brian, clearly people not happy at all with the circumstances in which they're living at the moment. And you mentioned earlier about that meeting, the NGOs meeting with the working group in the coming days.
Sure.
What's your sense? It seems to be just an issue that's gathering momentum now.
It's absolutely gathering momentum, Sean. There's a growing unease now, I think, in many direct provision centres around the country. I've been speaking with a number of agencies earlier this morning, and they said that they're sensing this unease amongst residents in several centres now. And residents, I suppose, are becoming increasingly vocal. Last Thursday, the agency Doris Lumney in Limerick, they were refused admission to the Mount Trenchard Centre in Foynes, they say. And I note as well that in this morning's Irish Times, there's a report that retired High Court Judge Maureen Harding Clark, she had asked the former Justice Minister Alan Shatter to establish an inquiry into that centre, Mount Trenchard in Foynes. I had asked the Department of Justice separately of the numbers of people who were transferred out of Foynes. Some people would allege that Foynes is seen as a place where people are sent for punishment, and almost half the residents there in 2014 alone have either been transferred out of there at their own request or at the management's request. So I think there are very particular concerns in relation to Foynes, as there are in relation to a number of other centres around the country.
Brian, thanks for that report. That's Brian O'Connell on the line there from our Cork's